Hi, this is Wendy Powell with the Wildcat Extension District of K-State Research and Extension. Free choice salt and mineral is a great way to help your animals extract all the nutrients a pasture has to give. But mineral supplementation is not a one-size-fits-all proposition. With this year's moisture and late start to the hay season, it's not unusual to see empty mineral feeders. Fortunately, minerals do not require a daily intake, as most livestock can withstand small shortages. However, salt is an item that should be available at all times. Most mineral supplements state on the label that consumption averages 2 to 4 ounces per day. Intake, of course, depends on the animal's weight, age, forage type, and availability. Certain trace elements may interact with other minerals, causing them to be less available. Molybdenum is one example. When molybdenum levels are high enough, it can tie up copper. Keep in mind that sheep should never be fed copper or a copper mix. It is fatal. If a mineral supplementation is more than an animal's requirement, cost is increased, but that doesn't necessarily come with an increase in performance. Also, the cost of minerals will be higher if used as a carrier for one or more additives, like ionophores or parasite control. To make matters more complicated, trace minerals are poorly absorbed by beef cattle. Only about 5 to 10% of the amount consumed is actually absorbed. And there are several factors that can affect the efficiency of trace mineral absorption, like reproductive stage and stress. For instance, the requirement for manganese for gestating and early lactating cattle is twice the amount required for feedlot cattle. The concentrations which trace minerals should be included in a mineral mix can be determined by comparing the results of a forage analysis from your forage with the National Research Council's recommended concentrations. If your forage does not meet the concentrations, then trace mineral supplementation is recommended. Ideally, a custom mineral can be developed with the help of a feed store nutritionist. However, this typically requires a minimum order of 1 or 2 tons. For those of us who are unable to order a custom mix, we may be able to find an appropriate mineral mix at the local feed store. However, the major challenge faced by many producers is determining which one of these mineral mixes contain enough of the minerals for their livestock. It's important to understand that contrary to popular belief, animals are not able to voluntarily determine which minerals they are lacking and can't change their consumption based on physiological need. Because of this, free choice mineral mixes are used. However, their use depends on voluntary consumption. If daily consumption is different from the label's recommendation, strategies can be used to limit the intake of a mineral mix. Adding loose salt or moving mineral feeders away from the water source can slow down consumption. The bottom line is supplementation of trace minerals can be an area where significant costs can be saved over an animal's lifetime. Several trace minerals are challenging because they are inadequate in most forages or can be unavailable in a mix because of the presence of other elements. Evaluating both feedstuffs and water for trace mineral concentrations will help determine whether supplementation is justified. I encourage all livestock producers to invest a few extra dollars in testing their forage for energy, protein, and minerals. This enables you to make smarter supplementation buying decisions. To learn more about the mineral requirement for your specific animals, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.